Astro David Reneke is back for 2019. David, welcome.
Yeah, good to be back with you, Wilco.
Mate, good to did you have a good Christmas.
Not bad, yeah. Spent it with the family and down in Sydney, and got back and looking for a brand new year. Just getting things organised, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah, we had a great time. It's a long way to go for me, but only once a year. It's not that bad.
That's right. Tell us about this beautiful conjunction that's about to take place. People who like to look up at the night sky, they sit there and gaze in awe. What have we got to see very soon?
Well, what I suggest you do tomorrow morning when you get up, have a look in the east, and you'll see two beautiful planets not that far apart at the moment, like headlights. These Venus and Jupiter are very close together in the night sky, and they're going to get closer on the 22nd. Now, when I say close, they're going to be just nice to look at and photograph. It's called a conjunction when they move in like that. It'll be like that for a few mornings. But you've got a supermoon too coming up on that same time.
Oh, they call that they're calling that the wolf moon, some of these psychics?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah, it'll be setting while these are rising. Around about 4 to 5 o'clock in the morning, not a bad time to get up and have a look around, but these are good. So the brighter of the two is going to be Venus, and the other one is Jupiter. With a pair of binoculars, beautiful. Telescope, even better. Morning of the 22nd, have a look in the east.
A friend of mine actually bought I don't know if it's a tripod or a stand for his binoculars, and he said that, that works wonders while he's waiting for his telescope upgrade. So
you have no idea what a pair of binoculars can do. That's a good thing, you know. When you buy a clamp for your camera tripod, you can put your telescope on, your binoculars on that. You've effectively got two small telescopes.
That's incredible, which is good.
So go and try it. It's well worth it. They're only cheap. They're not very dear.
Hey, when you're at davidreneke.com, there's a good couple of stories too. Apollo 11, The Untold Story, that looks excellent with the 50th anniversary coming up. And apparently, scientists are saying they've had a sighting of a black hole in the Milky Way. That's a first.
Yeah, now this is an interesting story. It's only starting to come out now. But there's some evidence to assume that there may be a parallel universe that we've picked up. They found hints in the signals from the background radiation, the microwave radiation left over by the birth of the universe. Now, if it is, it can be an incredibly different universe than the one we've got. And it backs up the theory that string theory might say that there's probably around 10 other dimensions out there and one of time. But this has got a little bit of science behind it. One of the people looking at it is picking up what's called a residual signal in the cosmic microwave background. And he's found a number of scattered bright spots, which he believes may be signals of another universe bumping into our own. Now, this is not too far-fetched to assume it could happen.
Yeah.
And when I say, well, let's think about this. Think about the universe we've got. That's everything there is. We can't see anything else out past there because, well, there's nothing there. But it's hard to imagine nothing being there. You're going to have something somewhere. And the way to explain this and understand it is when you were a kid, you used to blow bubbles with those little ring things.
Yes.
You used to put in the soapy water. And when you blow it, you get all these bubbles coming out and they join together.
That's right.
You know how
they
land on the table and join together?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that's the same sort of thing they're talking about here, you know, with parallel universes. So we could have the first direct evidence of what could be another universe besides our own.
And the question,
and if there's one, there's more than one. There could be more than one out there.
The question they always ask about parallel universes, how different do the laws of physics
react
in those universes? Is it is night day, day night? Does time run forward or backward and all that
Well, that's right. Water could run uphill.
There might not even be water. They might live on oil.
There may be no Donald Trump.
Okay. Oh, hey, that'd be what I want to escape to.
Yeah, maybe you can cut that one out of the toilet.
Putting a black hole in the Milky Way, though, does that pose a threat to our galaxy? I mean,
No. We're too far away. The black hole at the centre of our galaxy, they're trying to find a way now of photographing it. We're getting some images back of this massive black hole called Sagittarius A in the middle of our galaxy. Every galaxy has a black hole. And that underpins what the galaxy does. It holds everything together. Now, all the solar systems and the stars and the planets are all part of that galaxy, like our Milky Way. And we all spin around a common center. And that common center is this black hole. Now, looking at the shadowy outline of what we're getting now is the first direct evidence that there is one there. We know there's one there because we can see stars spinning around the center of the core, then all of a sudden they get faster and faster and disappear. So a black hole is like a whirlpool in the ocean. When you look at the whirlpool, you see all the rocks and sticks and dirt and everything floating around the outside of the whirlpool. As they get closer, they get faster, they speed up a little bit, and then they go down the center and gone. Well, that's what a black hole is like. So we're seeing now the first evidence. We're too far away from the black hole. If you have in your mind's eye, looking down on the top, a dinner plate, you put a big round blob in the middle, that's where the black hole is. Now go out to the right, about two-thirds of the way out, and put an X there with your pen.
Yeah.
That's where we are. So we're really not all that close to the black hole in the center. But we do know that the black hole in the middle of our galaxy and every other galaxy is slowly consuming planets and stars. Our galaxy will merge with the Andromeda system in 5 billion years' time. And when it does that, a complete new galaxy will form.
Wow.
So the fear of being dragged into a black hole is non-existent.
So are they saying black holes exist in the middle of most galaxies? Is that what they've discovered?
Yeah, we think it looks like every galaxy does have a black hole that holds it all together. Yeah.
I notice you've got a story on your website about getting into a black hole with virtual reality. That's the closest we'll ever come to not experiencing the feel, but also the visual wonder. And there's also a really good movie from the late 70s called The Black Hole with Maximilian Schell, I recall.
Oh, do you remember that, do you?
Well, I remember the graphics being so fantastic for its time.
Beautiful graphics.
That's probably the closest you can ever. And somehow he had his spaceship situated outside the black hole and it stayed there somehow. So
yeah.
He was a bit mad, but anyway.
Yeah, no, that was a good movie. Very colourful. And that sort of depicts what we think a black hole's like. But once you get in the grip of a black hole, you know, that's it. Good night, Alice. You've got to turn the lights out.
All right.
You just don't come back. Whatever goes into a black hole never comes back out.